Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And it is a pleasure to have Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking back with us, intro.ie. And Fergal, you know, we're coming into a time of year now. The clocks obviously went forward a couple of weeks back and spring in the air, summer just around the corner. But we're still living under this COVID shadow. And I know we spoke about this before when you were last on with us about, you know, people kind of maybe feeling a little reticent to put their toe in the water when it comes back out there to trying to, you know, try and find somebody. And, you know, I, from conversations I've had, I think there's still that sort of reticence because people are still fearful. But from what I'm also reading is that actually, if you do put your toe in the water, your chances now are probably even greater than they ever were of meeting somebody that's going to tick all your boxes, or at least most of them anyway.
100%. Absolutely. You know, you're bang on there because you're right. We automatically go to, oh, I suppose nothing is happening. I get calls all the time and we answer the phone and they say, are you open? I said, we're very much open. We've never closed over the last 2 years. We've gotten busier and busier over the time. But we do automatically sometimes go to the, oh, sure, what's the point? Oh, sure, no one's going to be doing it. Or, God, now I'll wait until I, until my father isn't such at risk, because my father's very elderly. And if I go out dating now and I bring that home, then I'm putting him at risk. We always make excuses why not to do something that kind of terrifies us and scares us a little bit. And let's face it, if you are single and you don't want to be, it is scary. And we know how scary it can be to think about putting yourself out there. You're sort of feeling a little bit vulnerable. You're wondering, you're second guessing yourself, am I what this person wants? Will they be pleased with me, my looks, my personality? I'm out of the dating scene for the last 30 years because I married my childhood sweetheart and then we just separated or they passed away. So there's all sorts of doubts that people have. Then, as you're rightly saying, the longer evenings, it's harder on your own when, you know, the brighter evenings are there and you're thinking, okay, I have another 2 hours to fill. I could be outside, I could be doing a bit of gardening, I could be doing this or that, but I ultimately would like to be able to plan something small and, you know, a little getaway. Let's go down to the country for a weekend. And I want to be able to have a partner that I can do that with. You know, friends are great.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone says. I've loads of friends. Sure, I'm going to afternoon tea all the time. I'm having tea or coffee with the guys or the girls or whatever I'm doing. And that's fine. But I want my own independence. I want to be able to call upon somebody and say, let's just go for a bite to eat. Or here, my aunt or my niece is getting married next month. I would love a plus one. Would you come along and join me? You don't necessarily have to be thinking of wedding bells. You know, we have an awful lot of people in their 50s and 60s and 70s and their second time round, you know, and they want to retain their independence while also having that somebody that they can call their partner. That can be their companion, that can be, you know, their sidekick that they can go on little adventures with. They can just go for a simple cinema outing, you know, simple little small things. And that's what everyone has, you know, become a little bit more like these days. You know, after COVID, it's the simpler things. They're thinking, I just want a bite to eat. I want to be able to go and have enjoy simple times out with a companion.
And I recall, you know, when you were on before, we were talking about that and people's expectations, because once upon a time, I mean, you and I have had conversations in the past, say a couple of years ago, where you used to give me the laundry list, right, of what people came in with, which frankly, some of it was just totally ridiculous what people were looking for and what they were not prepared to compromise on. But COVID has given us all a different perspective, or most of us anyway. And I think, you know, it would stand to reason, therefore, that if you are single and you're thinking, gosh, it's almost impossible to meet somebody, now it's actually easier.
Far easier. In the past, it was such a rat race. We were all guilty of, you know, running around the place and like headless chickens and just having all these distractions that were, you know, we were prioritizing work and money and, you know, everything else other than our own personal lives. And then people had the time to sit back, reflect, and really focus on what their priorities are going to be. And it's ultimately for both men and women, it is absolutely it's company, it's people, it's relationships. And 80% of people in this country used to meet their partner in college, work, or socially. And now, I don't know about you, but the majority of clients that are joining Intro, they're still working from home 3 and 4 days a week. They're still not seeing the same level of or volumes of people that they used to, you know, meet in the past, you know, at the water cooler, and even just having a quick, hey, how are you? What's going on? What did you do over the weekend? All those little interactions meant so much to people. And that's what everyone has really focused on over the last 2 years, to the point that now when people join Intro, they're contacting us and they're really just, it's almost like there's been this Dalai Lama kind of enlightenment all of a sudden that has shone down on so many people, saying, do you know what? For years, I was so fussy and I was so difficult and I was so tricky to try and please, because I had all these visions of what my perfect match was going to be. And it was almost like I'd watched too many movies, too much Hollywood. And now I'm thinking, do you know what? I just want someone who's going to be there for me, who's going to, you know, be my sidekick, be my 50-50, be my other half that, you know, when I'm having a rough day, they'll be there to pick me up, and vice versa. So there's this just genuine sort of grounded, natural kind of atmosphere now in the office. And that's what I was saying. Like, I went into to have a meeting there with the guys the other day, and I sort of sensed this kind of negative tone or disappointment in their voices. I said, what's wrong, guys? What's happening? And it was funny, because they're actually disappointed that they're losing more and more people now to relationships than they ever did before. I said, here, guys, I think now as Intro, we need to look at it from a different point of view. That's our job. That's what we're here to do. And we have to lose people for good reasons. And it was funny, but there's a 40% increase now in the actual success rates through Intro. So we're organizing over 100 dates a week. And it's just catapulted. And it's just because people have now changed their priorities. There's a new perspective from both men and women. And plus, as well, men are getting much better, which is no harm, at expressing their interest and actually communicating.
Can I ask a question, Fergal? Because I don't know if I've ever really explored this with you before. But when somebody comes in and you get all the details, how do you actually match people?
Okay, so first of all, what happens is when people want to join, they contact us by phone. We have an initial chat over the phone, no obligation chat over the phone for about 10, 15 minutes. And that's where I explain all the policies and the whole process, exactly what we do, how we organize everything. And if in that time frame, the person is agreeable to the policies that are based on, you know, census results and CSO stats, we say, we'd be delighted to work together. Let's organize that appointment. So we book you in then for a virtual consultation. Nobody has actually come into our office since the 12th of March, 2020, bar the staff. It's all virtual. So now I had a guy join from Munich on Thursday, and a woman join from Amsterdam on Friday.
Wow.
They're moving here in the next few months, but they just said, why not start now? There's no point in putting things off. So yeah, it's much handier. We have most people now are joining in their car. They run out of the office to get some privacy. They sit in their car and they join. They're done in 45, 50 minutes. It's amazingly accessible now to be able to join. So that consultation takes place with one of the client account managers. And then we add everyone's profile to our CRM system. We had our own client relations management system, a bespoke one built especially for this, which houses over 5,000 people, which is what we have on the books at the moment. And that helps us shortlist, let's say, Tom for Mary, Elaine, or Josephine. And so it helps us shortlist, but then the decisions on whether Mary, Elaine, or Josephine are right for John are decided upon by all 10 of the staff members. So it's the human element. It's the collaboration.
Because you know the people.
Yes. But it's also down to the fact that the team is so strong. We're doing this all day, every day, literally organizing 100 couples every single week. And there's an awful lot of the times you'd have Tom coming in and he thinks he knows exactly what he wants. And he's kind of, you know, he's pigeonholing himself so much that it's to his detriment, and he's missing out on amazing opportunities. So the people we kind of work with are people who are open to understanding that, okay, these guys now on Intro are doing this 11 years. We have a global trademark. We've opened our first franchise in Austria. You know, we have 10 staff. You don't last in a business like this or an industry like this for 11 years unless you're doing something right. So it's the people who are successful are people who are able to let go of the reins. They don't micromanage every aspect of their lives. And they say, okay, let's let the professionals make these decisions. So that CRM system helps us, but it doesn't ultimately make the full decision, because if there was, you know, artificial intelligence out there or algorithms out there that were going to be 100% able to guarantee success in terms of relationships, well, then one of the multi-billion dollar American companies would have bought it, or probably Mark Zuckerberg at this stage, do you know, and there'd be no single people left in the world.
Yeah.
So the human intuition, the gut feel, and it's the filtering out of the people that aren't necessarily all that realistic. That's the reason really why we have the success that we have. We don't plumose people and tell people what they want to hear. Oh, Bridie, come on in. Sure, you're great. And sure, whatever you want, Bridie. Like, Bridie might be 5'2", but she insists that the guys that she wants meet are over 6'4". And we'd be saying, oh, yeah, sure, we'll do that. No, we won't. Only 30% of Irish guys are over 6 foot in the first place. And the average height of a male is 5'7.5". So what people get in here is sort of frank and honest, you know, very much like the coffee, you know, in terms of right. Of where we stand and what we do and what we deal in, which is very much reality. And now more and more, it's refreshingly easier. It's so much easier to actually get to people and to actually explain to people these things, because they just seem to be much more just willing to partake in this and to actually agree with the policies. In the past, you know, the Celtic Tiger, the boom, everyone was very demanding. It's me. I want this. I want that. I want it now. This kind of microwave mentality. Whereas things now in the last 2 years, it's much more pleasant in terms of an environment to actually walk into. You can feel the energy is different when you walk into our office there in Grafton Street.
So what would your advice be there for, if it's not an obvious question, but for anybody listening at the moment who is still a little bit reticent about, you know, dipping the toe in the water, but thinks, you know, on the one hand, yeah, I really want it to happen this year, but I'm just a little scared.
Well, everyone is scared. There are 2 million single people in this country. It's normal to feel scared. But the thing I always say to people is, the feeling of anxiety and apprehension and nervousness is always way more palpable before doing this than it actually is when you're in the process itself. The dates themselves take place every day, every night, and you're going out and you're meeting another person, another individual who has also put themselves into the same pool as you have, who've also, you know, put themselves out there, who's also signed up and paid, and, you know, their motivation is there and it's at the same level as yours. But you also need to not think too much into and read too much into it. Don't put yourself, you know, past date number one. That's what an awful lot of people do. They put the cart before the horse and they start thinking, what if they want to move in together? What if I have to move? What if they have to change job? They start catastrophizing things. And it's always really important just to say, look, let's go for a bite to eat with this person. Let's see if there's any sort of spark or any sort of chemistry, if there's a good chat, if the conversation flows naturally. And then let's see if we want to have a second date. So don't build it up into something enormous. But at the same time, if you are single and you don't want to be, and you're doing nothing about not being single, there's no point in being surprised. It's like the people who go home and they sort of, you know, would be complaining about the boss every single day of the week, but still would never get onto a recruitment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. See, you have to take a deep breath and just say, you know what? What is the worst that can happen here? Well, the worst that can happen here is that you might make a new friend.
That's what I say. That's literally, you know, my line. Yeah, yeah. You make, and it's 5 guaranteed dates. The worst thing that could happen is make 5 new friends. And an awful lot of the time, those friends introduce you to different social circles and you end up making, you know, friends and meeting someone romantically through that. We also had, I think 10 or 11 at this stage, businesses set up since we opened ourselves. So the two people would have met, chatted about, you know, what they do for a living, and then said, you know what, I think we have, you know, potential here to do our own startup. And 10 or 11 businesses have started up. So I'm not saying it's a networking event. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be just 5 little dates. And also, I always say, especially to the Irish mothers, not to feel guilty. If you're raising children who are 17 or 16 or whatever the age they might be, and they're in the middle of transition year or leaving cert, and you're thinking, no, I'll do nothing now until they go off to college. I'll do nothing until they're sorted. You know, the husbands have often ran off with, you know, someone far younger, you know, a second later after breaking up. But the Irish mothers do tend to take, you know, that the parenting so seriously, which is amazing, and it's obviously a very
put themselves last, in other
always
words.
Always last, yeah. Always last. And And it's so not fair. And they need to start thinking of themselves a little bit sooner, because what ultimately happens is Mammy is 60 and she's at home in the house on her own. The kids are now in college. They're 22 or 3 or 4. They're worried about Mammy at home in the big house on her own. And they're thinking, okay, will you go see her this weekend? And then Mammy starts feeling guilty that she waited so long. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. So, you know, it is possible to date while parenting. Whether you have a 15 or a 16-year-old at home, my attitude is you have to eat. You might as well go out for a date and think of yourself and get dressed up and just go out and enjoy yourself. You know, you'll be there for the kids, and the kids will ultimately want you to have done that for yourself. You'll be happier in yourself. They'll be happier for you. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
I really implore women to do that. And men are becoming an awful lot better as well at actually expressing themselves, which has to be said. And we've always mentioned that guys aren't great communicators, and, you know, guys are notoriously guilty of that. But COVID has really, really made it easier for guys to actually accept the fact that I am lonely and the whole world is lonely. So I'm no longer embarrassed. There's no stigma. There's no taboo associated with admitting that I'm lonely. And that's refreshing. So an awful lot of good has come from this terrible COVID. It really has. And it's made people just prioritize other humans and put themselves out there.
Yeah, and be perhaps a little less judgmental.
Very much so.
Absolutely. All right. So if anybody wants any more information, just pick up the phone to Intro Matchmaking and have a chat. I mean, you know, even if you just start there, have a chat and then see how you feel and then go from there. So it's intromatchmaking.ie, Fergal. Yeah, the website.
That's it. And they can call us anytime on 016-777-000 or email us through info@intro.ie.
Fabulous. All right. Fergal Harrington from Intro. Thank you very much, Fergal. Always a pleasure to chat with you. And should we look forward to chatting with you again soon?
100%. Thank you.